Earlier this week, the loyalist Jamie Bryson was on this show talking about becoming a member of the National Union of Journalists. We had a discussion which raised all sorts of issues around this about how widely you define journalism these days. But now the NUJ has said he is not a member. Now, what on earth is going on? Well, I've been speaking... Some people are asking, by the way, why this is relevant. Well, in order... It is relevant. Let me let you into that world slightly. Because, for example, if you're a member of the NUJ, you would get a press card. With that press card, it can give you access to some press events. It can give you access to legal advice, should you need it. And there are also sometimes, dependent on what's happening with stories, where you would say, look, that you can't reveal your sources. Why can't you reveal your sources? Because there's a kind of journalistic ethic around that. So being a member of the NUJ could be certainly deemed to be relevant to quite a few people, and that's why quite a few people join the organisation. So Jamie Bryson has been talking to us again this morning, and I put it to him that the NUJ is saying he is not a member of their organisation.
I think that obviously became clear yesterday whenever the Belfast branch of the NUJ put out what I would term quite a demeaning tweet yesterday morning. As far as I'm concerned, and I think I would like you to confirm this on air, but can you confirm that the Nolan Show are in receipt of my personal bank statements? And on those statements, the National Union of Journalists have been taking out a monthly direct debit for my membership.
Yes, we can confirm that. We've seen your bank statements and we have seen deductions being made by the NUJ.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, and I've taken legal advice, and as far as they appear to be concerned, if you are paying into a union, you are part of that union. And I also had conversations yesterday with a young award-winning journalist who has just joined the NUJ a number of months ago. I went through the procedure that she went through, and she regards herself as a member of the NUJ. I think she would be widely regarded as a member of the NUJ. And at no stage did any of this arise with her. She went through the exact same procedure, and the direct debit started. So I would question why the Belfast branch of the NUJ sought to stage this unprompted investigation, because yesterday they also took to social media to say they weren't in the seat of my application from the central branch for what branch you could put into. So why then would they unprompted decide to make this intervention?
And it's not an investigation, is it? It's their clarification that you are not a member yet, that the way they do things is that it goes through their committee, and until it does so, then you're not a member. They've actually said, I'm reading another statement here from the NUJ, where they said he's made an application, this is you, he's made an application to be a temporary member of the union. As with applications for NUJ membership, no one becomes a member of the union until their application is endorsed by the relevant branch. It's only after consideration at a branch meeting and after an application is agreed that an individual can be elected into membership. He is not a member, they say. Bryson is not a member of the NUJ. They're emphatic.
Well, that is going to be an emphatically interesting turn of events, because, as I say, we take the position that if you pay into a union, you are part of that union. You've seen the bank statements. The money has been debited. So therefore...
Well, presumably they can repay you the money. Presumably they can give you the money back then.
Yes. Well, let's take this. In what I would term this intervening period, where they say, if we take them at the word, where they say that they take money off somebody who's not a member of their union while they're considering. So inside that period of X amount of months, I have an issue and I go to the NUJ and say, you're taking money off me, I'm contributing to your union, you're accepting that contribution, I want some assistance on a particular issue. What do the NUJ say? Oh, by the way, we just thought to inform you, you're not actually a member yet, we're just taking your contributions, so no, we can't help you. So what position do the NUJ take on that? It's absolutely insanity to say.
And you've had emails from the NUJ saying, dear member, haven't you?
Well, I think the Nolan Show are also in the seat of that correspondence when the top line of the emails say, dear NUJ member. So I'm not sure how many times this has come up. I'm not sure how many times the Belfast branch of the NUJ have staged such an intervention. But let me say this. If we take them at their word as to what you said, that this is a matter of procedure, if that is the case, then the Belfast branch would be waiting on an application from central branch for me, at which point in time it would go to a vote of their members, I presume, taken by what you are reading from that statement. They have entirely prejudiced that process with the tweet they put out, which was absolutely demeaning towards me in my eyes. And I think they have
to apologize. What tweet? What did they say in that tweet?
Well. I'm paraphrasing, but they effectively said the tone of it was that Jimmy Bryson is not a journalist. He's not, never has been a member of our union. If that process was ongoing, as they say it is, I don't accept that. But if they say that process was ongoing, then they have interfered in that process before it has even reached a conclusion. And that is a point I take. And people who don't even probably like me or have no time for me, journalists got in contact with me yesterday and said they were willing to propose me for the Belfast branch itself because they felt that whilst they believed that I was not a journalist, they also believed that I clearly met the criteria and therefore I should be admitted to membership and shouldn't be discriminated against.
Actually, we don't need to look at... I can see here, we don't need to go searching for this tweet. The NUJ Belfast and District Branch Facebook post said the following. In the light of recent media coverage, specifically in the Sunday World and the Nolan Show on Radio Ulster, and questions directed to branch and other NUJ officers, this is to make it clear that Mr. Jamie Bryson, who is not a journalist, is not and never has been a member of the Belfast and District Branch of the National Union of Journalists. So who within the NUJ has had the authority to decide that you're not a journalist? Did they ask you for criteria? Did they ask you for information so that they could determine whether you were a journalist or not?
The scope, and if you look on for the type of membership I have, which is a temporary freelance member, if you look at the scope of that, it can be writers, it can be anything. As a matter of fact, I believe the NUJ at one point took the position of saying we would have to satisfy ourselves. Mr. Bryson made his living from journalism. Far from that being the case, actually for the type of membership that I applied for, you have to earn less than half, of your income from journalism.
Yeah, the NUJ have confirmed to the Nolan Show the following. They've said no application has come to the branch. If any application were to succeed, he would need to be proposed and seconded by two members at a branch meeting and show that he makes his living from journalism. Now, again, there's a contradiction in what the NUJ is saying to the Nolan Show and what their rules say. So the NUJ telling us that you would have to make your living from journalism. Actually, when you look at the temporary membership application form, it says the following. On the NUJ website, it says the following. If you're trying to establish or re-establish yourself as a full-time journalist, you do not yet earn half of your income from freelance journalism and you don't have another full-time job, you can apply online to join the NUJ as a temporary freelance member. In other words, they are saying that you don't even have to earn half of your income from freelance journalism and you can still be a temporary freelance member of the NUJ.
Well, I think you've made the point perfectly, Stephen. I don't think I need to expand on that. I think it's crystal clear from what you've said that there are questions for the Belfast branch and the NUJ, and I think the point that you raised before that was who gave the authorisation for the Belfast branch of the NUJ to stage this intervention, because I have spoken to many members of the Belfast branch, and again, journalists who I would say don't particularly have much time for my views and don't particularly agree with me, but journalists who have telephoned me up yesterday and said, we are willing to propose you for membership of this branch. Well, for one person who was happy for me to use her name on air was Sunday Life journalist and Northern Ireland Journalist of the Year last year, Kieran Barnes, who I don't think Kieran Barnes has much time for me at all, but he took the position of saying, well, I don't agree with your views, I don't particularly agree with you, but by the same token, you meet the criteria, so you should be treated equally as everybody else. You should be a member, and I would be happy to support you. And there is four other journalists, prominent Belfast journalists, who have said exactly the same thing to me. Now, I haven't asked them if I could use their names on air. I will do that after, and if they're happy for me to publish their names, I will do so. But I wouldn't reach out without asking them.
As we stand at the moment, do you consider yourself to be a journalist or not?
I do not consider myself to be what I term a traditional journalist. But what I do is I fall within the scope of NUJ membership. And this is the point that we had the other day whenever we were on with Alison Morris. In my view, the traditional view of a journalist is somebody who works for a newspaper and established television platform. The NUJ, on their website, take a different view. If you look at their criteria, they take a widely different view. They include bloggers. They include photographers. They include people who write books. I have written books. I have written columns for Belfast Live, which is an established media outlet.
Do you consider yourself to be an NUJ member as we speak?
As we speak now, and following taking legal advice, I 100% consider myself to be an NUJ member.
And why are you threatening the NUJ with a high court?
Well, because if the NUJ take the position of saying, we have been taking your money, but you're not a member of our union, the legal advice I have received is that that is open, widely open, to challenge. Specifically, as if you read the rule book, I don't think it says anywhere. Once you join, you know, I think the NUJ tweeted, I think it was Rule 3 or whatever yesterday, of our rule book. It does not say when you join, we will take your money. You know, if they hadn't been taking money out of my bank account and then took this position, that's okay. But the point is that they didn't. They just started taking direct debits out of my bank. They started circulating a newsletter to me addressing me as a NUJ member.
So your point is that had you wanted to, therefore, avail of an NUJ service in this interim period, say legal advice, for example, that you've been paying for it and that you think it's unfair that they would at that stage say, oh, well, you're not actually a real member yet. But so what have you been paying for? Is that your point?
Yes, and I would also question the process because I spoke to journalists yesterday who have been journalists for 18 or 20 years. And I asked them, did you ever go through a procedure of going into a particular branch, going to a meeting, being proposed and seconded? And they said, never. We filled out an online form and have been a member of the NUJ ever since. And that
well,
was it.
Well, now, as far as I know, there is a process where you are proposed and you are seconded by two members. You just don't have to personally be there. You don't have to be there.
If a professional journalist is now, to be clear, if a professional journalist is joining the union, they have to have a proposal and seconded on their initial application for a temporary freelance.
Have you not more to do than start taking on the NUJ? Is there anybody you don't want to take on?
Well, I think the NUJ decided to take on me. I simply, if we remember how this issue came about, I decided to join the NUJ for the issues we discussed on your show the other day. In one single tweet, I just published I had joined the NUJ. That was it. Jim Madore in the Sunday World picked up on it, which is entirely within his rights to do so. And it took off from there. I issued a response to Jim Madore, and the matter took off from there. So, you know, in my view, the Belfast branch of the NUJ have sought to take me on.
Okay.
Okay,
Jimmy Bryson, thank you very much indeed. NUJC and a statement to the Nolan Show as well as all the things I've read. As with applications for all NUJ membership, no one becomes a member of the union until their application is endorsed by the relevant branch or in some categories of membership after consideration by the union's finance committee. It is only after consideration at a branch meeting and after an application is agreed that an individual can be elected into membership. We ask the NUJ to come on. They won't do so.